They certainly did. I mean, Lichfield are a very, very good side. They've got a guy who's joined them from Taunton, who's got a lot of National League experience. They're a professional outfit, certainly in the way that they play on the field. They're very well drilled. I think even with the full side on the day, because they were playing so well, we'd have been beaten, not quite as badly, but our lads stuck to it. And they were very game right to the end. They tried to play rugby, which played into Lichfield's hands somewhat. But a measure of how well they played, which seems strange on the end of 115-0 beating, was the fact that when they left the field at the end of the match, a good 60 or 70 Lichfield supporters actually cheered Morwen off the field. They appreciated the fact, A, that we turned up and gave them a game, and B, that we stuck to our task, and albeit a fairly uphill one. So, again, that was something that the lads, were feeling a bit sort of hurt when they came off the field. It's something they can take back with them and put into the locker for the future. A tremendous amount of spirit was shown that day.
And you turned it around. Presumably, the first team was supplemented by a few more regular faces, shall we say, against Whitchurch, I think it was. You beat them, so you got back on track.
Yeah, we had much more like a full first-team squad last Saturday, and having weathered the initial Whitchurch storm for about 10 minutes, we then took the game to them and controlled it for most of the game. I mean, it was 12-0 at half-time. We got a penalty in the second half to make it 15-0, and although Whitchurch probably had more of the possession in the second half, it was mainly in their own half of the field. We put together what I call an offensive defence and kept them pinned down in their own half for a long, long periods of time. They managed to get out of it in the end and score a try about 6-7 minutes from the end. But again, we controlled the final stages and showed a lot of maturity. And yes, you're right, we did have quite a few first-team players back. We then lost two of them to injury during the early part of the match. But it was a much more solid performance. That ended the first half of the season, and we've got the first game of the second half this Saturday at home to Old Laurentians, who are below us there in the relegation zones. We owe them one because we were winning up their second game of the season very comfortably, and then somehow allowed them to score more than us in the second half, and they nicked the game from us, though we were the better side. So we're looking forward to paying them back a little bit on Saturday. Hopefully we'll have a reasonably strong side out. And we've got our Christmas lunch beforehand, so the crowd should be in good voice. And and then we can wrap up for Christmas. Although we do have a game on the 21st, Worcester and Gloucester Academies, the under-18s are playing at Spring Lane. So for those that want to get out of last-minute Christmas shopping, there is something on offer for them.
That's quite a nice game to have, that game on the 21st.
Yeah, I think this is down to Nick Tisdale, our head coach, who also helps to coach at the Worcester Academy. I think he's maybe bent a few ears, and he's managed to get the game down at Spring Lane. Obviously, you're looking at Premiership players of the future possibly here, and it should be quite a good game, I would have thought. And hopefully there'll be a good game. It kicks off at 12 o'clock. It's free entry, so anybody that wants to come along and have an hour and a half of a good quality rugby is welcome to do so. And then the bar will be open for refreshments as well, of course.